Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
I am intellectual. I am amazing. I am resilient. I am a visionary. Everyone, I am your host, G.D. Welcome to iArtist on A Touch of Grace. Today's date is Thursday, February 13th, 2014. The time is 1:30 p.m. iArtist Presents on A Touch of Grace continues to bring you talented and influential people who follow their passion by sparking our interest, provoking our intellect, and striking the deepest depths of our soul. Today, we celebrate the accomplishments and talents of powerful forces from the plane of courage and creativity who will share their hopes, dreams, and lives with us. Francine Lucas Sinclair is described as being dynamic, genuine, and powerful, based on her personal journey from heartbreak to triumph against all odds. Born to Frank and Julie Lucas, Francine Lucas Sinclair was just a child when 10 task force agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency and 10 New York Police Department detectives with the Organized Crime Control Bureau stormed a family home, arresting her father on drug trafficking charges. Post-raid, Francine spent the next 3 years in a federal witness protection program, hiding not only from her real identity, but also suppressing the pain and sadness she felt by a life interrupted. Also on today's show, we have R&B, pop, rock, bilingual vocalist Christina G. and Voice, the ladies of DLP, talented spirits who will become the voices of the soundtrack for the upcoming production. We also have producer Davey O. Lee, who is behind the project as well. I am told the ladies of VLP rock any stage they step onto with Lee and other great musicians. And I myself have been actually wearing out the single Smooth by Davey O. Lee and sung by the ladies of VLP. So sit back, relax, and take a journey with me into the incredible life of Francine Lucas Sinclair. Everyone, welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Hey, wonderful. Blessed.
All right. Well, I don't want to cause a communication collision here, so let's kick things off with the individual introduction. So, Christina, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Christina G. I'm part of the Ladies of DLP, originally from Philadelphia, resided in Los Angeles for a while, and now I'm here in Atlanta, living out my dreams, singing and performing.
Well, we love it. I'm going to tell you that right now. okay, Davey O. Lee, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about you and how it all started?
Well, all right. Well, you know, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, the funk capital. I come out of the Roger Trotman camp. They taught me everything I know when it comes to music, production, you know, and things like that. But I moved out here in 99 after, you know, tragic death of Roger. And I've been doing music, playing behind people, you know, drums and doing writing and things. And finally, you know, some years back, about 4, 5, 6 years ago, went ahead and put my own thing together, you know, DLP, the Davey O. Lee Project. And God been blessing me from then on. You know, I've been rolling ever since.
Well, you know what? We appreciate you for being on the show today and taking time out of your busy schedule. And so I also want to go ahead and talk. Hey, Cornell, I see that you joined us. Would you like to introduce yourself for the audience out there?
Well, I guess my name is Cornell Brown. I'm a part of the team Lucas and Brown. We're the writers and the producers of the up-and-coming movie. I also manage, I'm the manager for Davey O and Christina G and the DLP project. So that's who I am.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining, and thanks a lot for all the conversations that we've had prior to the show actually airing right now. It's just been an honor to know you and also to learn about the many people that are part of this project. And last but not least, the lady of the afternoon, Francine Lucas Sinclair, has joined us. Hi, Francine. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, the topic for today's podcast is the eye-opening project that you are all a part of, which was written and produced by Francine Lucas Sinclair and Cornell Brown of Lucas and Brown. So the question that I have is, how did the project get started, and how did all of you become part of bringing it to film? Who wants to take
that?
Is that
for Cornell? That's a question for Cornell.
Yeah. All right. Well, basically, Francine and I had started working on the project a few years back, but then I was diagnosed with cancer. And once I started going through that little journey, you know, I lost my voice, had a peg tube in my belly for a couple of years, a trach in my throat, and all that stuff. I kind of stepped off and decided not to do anything, so Francine waited for me to get my life back together as far as, you know, my health. In the meantime, I met my good friend Davey O'Lee. One day we were talking actually about God himself, and he was talking about his working with Roger Troutman and a few other things. And I felt the Spirit tell me to tell Davey that this was his time. So I told him. A few months later, he told me he had put together the group. Not long after that, he said the record was making noise and that God had told him to come get me. And so I said, okay. We got together. We started working. I met Christina. We signed contracts with Christina because she was incredible. And I looked at her one night when we was in the studio, and I saw Francine. And I gave her my cell phone and said, Christina, I'm dialing the number. I want you to tell Francine that you're going to play her. She didn't know who Francine was at the time. And then she says, hi, my name is Christina. I'm going to play you. And that's when she found out that it was Francine Lucas Sinclair, the gangster's daughter.
All right, all right. And what will the name of the movie or book be? Will it be The Gangster's Daughter?
Right now, that's the name we're using, but we may have to change gangster to a little different. The name The Gangster's Daughter may have to say Gangstar, because I think someone else is using the exact Gangster's Daughter and some other ads, and we don't want to, you know, cross over into that.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, this question is for Francine. Francine, you've overcome insurmountable odds. So can you take us back and tell us what you remember about the incident and how it affected your earlier life?
Are you talking about the incident where my father was arrested?
Exactly.
Oh, sure. Well, you know what's funny? The movie American Gangster had the arrest taking place at a church during Mass. And it actually happened, not at church, it happened at the house, probably on a Sunday morning, early in the morning, and we were all there. So I was actually there. In the movie, I'm not in the movie at all. So, you know, I was really young. I was probably 3 years old, so I really can't remember much of anything other than one thing that I can remember is the sense of panic that I got from my mother. And then I also remember thinking, why are these people treating my dad this way? Because to me, my dad was like the biggest thing in the world. You know, to me, he was a superhero. I didn't know what he did. But like most little girls always see their dads as being, you know, bigger than life, superheroes, the ones who protect them. And so when all these people there, and I guess what I was seeing, I was feeling just so sad and confused. Why would anybody want to treat my dad like that? And it was just a real sense of sadness. And those and that event kind of had cascading consequences, not only because of the immediate trauma that I endured, but the long-lasting effects of the trauma that kind of seeped into every area of my life. So that was a real sad chapter in my life.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm certainly glad that you made it through, and I'm glad that you're going to finally get a chance to tell your story for the masses, and I think that it'll be a great success. So your father's decision to name a corrupt law enforcement lessened his sentence, and as a result of that, the family was forced into a witness protection program. So what was that existence like for you in witness protection, and when did you finally come out?
Well, I think I was about 6 when we went into the witness protection program. We were living in New York, and at that time, they sent us over to live. I remember driving for days to get to New Mexico. They changed our names. I guess they gave us new social security numbers. And they just kind of left us there in the middle of the desert. I mean, it was like going to a foreign country. We might as well have moved to Kazakhstan or something like that, because it was completely different from New York. And when we were there, it was like stepping onto the set of the Brady Bunch. You know, everybody, I mean, I never met another black child the entire time I was there. I was probably there about 3 or 4 years, never met a black child. The diversity there was basically, you know, a few Mexican people, mostly Caucasians, and 2 or 3 Native Americans. And, you know, pretty much we felt like outcasts there. We had to leave all our family, friends behind, and it was like living in exile. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. It was a very strange situation to be in. And I can't remember when I got out. Probably when I was around 9, I'm thinking. I'm not exactly sure about that. It wasn't anything formal as far as I remember, that they told me, hey, you're no longer in the witness protection program. It wasn't like
wow.
that.
Wow, it was that easy, huh? So you mentioned earlier that American Gangster, that you were not in the film, or your likeness was not in the film. So I know when it came out, it resurrected some adverse memories for you. So what were you feeling as that film was being broadcast around the globe?
I can say that the closest thing to that you can compare that feeling to is walking into the middle of a crowded stadium, okay, during the Super Bowl maybe, with no clothes on. Basically, everybody is looking at you, picking you apart, and you are just, you know, trying to cover yourself somehow, but there's nowhere to hide. And, I mean, you got to understand, this is a part of my life that I, you know, tried very hard to hide. I camouflaged it. I got really good at kind of, you know, hiding that. I didn't want anybody to know about that. And when my dad... by the way, it was a surprise to me. When my dad told the story and they filmed the movie, it was a surprise. You know, my dad could do whatever he wants with his life. It's his life story. Unfortunately, my life was attached to his life, so then I felt exposed. And it's very strange how I felt a wide range of feelings. So I felt scorn from people, but at the same time, I felt embraced. I felt that people criticized me, but some of them also mostly people understood me. And I also felt like I was looked down upon, but at the same time, I was looked up to. So it was very interesting. It was a mind trip, and I learned a lot from it.
I can imagine, and I know that you're doing some great things to help others who are in a similar situation with their parents being incarcerated as well. But the question that I have right now for you is, was your decision to tell your side of the tale an effort to reach a new peace for yourself?
To be honest with you, I felt like I need to tell my side of the story, because I feel like Hollywood, anything that Hollywood touches, it kind of glamorizes it. And I want people to be able to see the multidimensional consequences for anyone who gets caught up in the criminal justice system. And it's not only the person who breaks the law, but it's also the family, especially their children, you know, their relatives, the community. And, you know, even our country suffers. So, you know, my whole idea is that people get to see what really goes on beyond, okay, this person did something, they get locked up. It's not the end of the story. There are many, many consequences. And as you know, our country has been involved in the war on drugs for the past 40 years. and mm-hmm. there are millions of people behind bars, and then what is the domino effect that that's having on everybody around them? And it's not just the families, it's, you know, communities and people who might not even imagine that this issue touches them at all.
Right, you're absolutely right. And so when we were talking a little earlier about the film American Gangster and, you know, how you felt, and you had mentioned that, you know, feeling naked because, you know, everybody was looking in, you know, at your life. It wasn't just a tale. It was a nonfiction story of someone's life being turned upside down after a raid and then being whisked away into witness protection. So it's my understanding that publications like Glamour and the New York Times as well, a few others have gotten a hold of the story. So how does it feel to be actually getting ready to be thrust back into the limelight again and elements of your life becoming once again pawns for the media? How does that feel to you?
Well, of course you want the media to have interest in your story because you want to have the biggest impact possible. And at the same time, I hope that they treat me well because the media has the power to turn you into whatever they want. So you have to be really nice to them.
Exactly. You definitely do. Yes, I know that Lucas and Brown are really working together to make this film come to life. So where are you guys at right now with everything?
Well, hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if my mic was on or not. Where we're at right now is the first thing we decided to do is we are working on the soundtrack part of it, you know, because it kind of leads to a build up, and that's where Christina G and David O. Lee is doing a lot of the work. The other part of it is that we're working also with young independent producers to help us continue to put this project together, and we are putting it together in pieces, as I had probably told you before, but the audience didn't know, so that it will help us prevent the bootlegging of the movie. So we are not completely finished. It's being worked on. We're working together to complete it, but we will be able to give some of the soundtracks for the movie out, put those out within the next weeks or so people can begin to hear some of the music while we're continuing to complete the process of the script and the movie itself, the production of it.
Okay. So will it be released as an independent film, or will it go out as a mega film?
Right now, we're independent, but as you know, because of the excitement of what we're hearing so far, we have a feeling that someone may want to come and partner with us and turn it into a mega film. But right now, we're independent.
Okay, that sounds fine. And it's exciting. It has to be, and it's definitely going to be a peace type of feeling for Francine to be able to get her story out there. And I'm anxious to see exactly what it's going to look like. And it's really sad that we live in a day and a time where people will take pictures or film and you release an unfinished product to the masses. So A Touch of Grace definitely wants to be a part of promoting that when actually everything starts coming to light. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Cornell, over the past couple of weeks about this interview. So the part that I want to get into right now is, Francine, I want to kind of dive into, as a result of your experiences, what you're working on right now. You're working with children of parents that are incarcerated. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Right now, not currently, because I have so many things going on, but yes, recently I have been helping children who have their mothers incarcerated and taking them to visit their mothers. A lot of times they're living with a grandmother or an auntie or someone who may not have the resources to, you know, take them to go see their mom. A lot of times whoever's taking care of this child may have a criminal record and they are not allowed inside the prison, so they can't bring the kids. So it's crazy the amount of obstacles and hurdles that are placed. And these kids really want to see their parents because just because their parents broke the law, that doesn't mean that they don't love their parents and they don't miss them. So that has been what I have been working on, and I plan to resume that as soon as I can.
Well, I think it's a very noble thing that you're doing to help other people. As opposed to being someone who wallows around in what has happened, you rose from the ashes to become a light for others. I think that that is just incredible. So thank you for doing that. Now, we talked a little bit about the soundtrack, and what was the selection? What is the selection process being like, selecting the songs for it? I know that the ladies at DLP, there's a song called Smooth that I've just been jamming away. So how many songs are going to be on the soundtrack? Is there an idea?
Well, I think we're going to have probably about 14 or 15 songs on the soundtrack, and the ladies of DLP will probably be doing at least 5 of them. Mm-hmm. Right now we have about 5 songs that we really love a lot that Christina G has been singing on most of those songs, and we don't know exactly how many yet we're going to do or put on there, because we have so many we don't want to put too many on there, but 14 at the max.
Okay. Will Smooth be on the soundtrack as well?
You know, recently it's been a thought to put Smooth on there also, although originally it wasn't. It was another song that Christina was singing one night that really blew me away, that got me excited, you know, that Davio had done that I really loved, that got me really excited in the beginning. And then we kept coming up with more songs and more songs over the last few weeks. We've been excited. But Smooth is one that I'm thinking about it, but I'm not going to say it is, because I just don't know yet.
Okay.
We're doing
well,
that as a single for now.
Well, that's an honest answer. So it sounds to me like this whole creative process, all of you coming together. One thing I can honestly say about all of you, and I just met Christina and Davio a couple of minutes before the live broadcast, you guys are incredible people. Not only are you out here being very talented and sharing of yourselves, but you guys are just so kind, you know, and I just appreciate you for doing the show. The show definitely would not have been made possible unless it was without my support from World Media. And I just want to thank my friends over there for actually making that happen. So what I want to do, we talked a little bit to Francine and you. I want to go into this next part after we listen to the song Smooth, so everybody could take a breather. And when we come back and the song ends, we'll go back and we'll talk to the ladies at DLP and Davio and listen to some of their creative twist on the contributions to this project. So everybody just sit back and relax, and we'll come right back. Ladies and gentlemen, the ladies of DLP and...
DLP.
Guys, I love that song. I've been actually playing it. Thank you for the listeners. It's a song that is very catchy. It reminds me of the 90s, actually, and it's a very rich production. So the question that I have for the ladies of DLP, Christine, I don't think Voice is with us just yet. What made you want to be a part of this project, and how has it been recording the songs for the film?
You know, I think it was an honor when I first, you know, started hearing about it, and then even just when Cornell came to me and said, you know, you're going to be playing Francine, kind of took me off guard. But it was really a great, you know, notion. I was like, okay, take that. But it's been, so far it's been a major roller coaster in the sense of it's going very quickly, but in a positive way. I'm just grateful to be around positive people and people that believe in me and, you know, are allowing me to do what I love to do. So I'm excited. It's really been an exciting adventure, and I'm ready for the challenge, you know.
I remember when Cornell, I know that it's got to be very exciting. I remember when I was talking to Cornell, and I actually looked at the website for the Ladies of DLP and the Davey O'Lee project. You have an uncanny resemblance to Aaliyah. Have you ever been told that?
Yeah, I have.
You know, and it's funny because when I look at your picture, you don't seem like, you seem like you're still like a teenager. How old are you? When did you start getting involved in singing? How did that all come about?
I've been in the industry since I was 2 years old. So I kind of grew up in it, you know, from acting to dancing to singing. I've done it all, honestly. My mother was very supportive. One thing we always did at the New Year's, she always said, okay, you ready to do one more year? And I always said yes. So that's what we did. But I've been in it for a long time. I kind of just grew up as an entertainment industry kid, but my mom and my family have been very supportive and at the same time keep me very humble. And, you know, I know it's a business, but I love what I do, so it doesn't feel so much as a business.
Well, that's fantastic. So now we just listened to a little bit of Smooth. Is there another song that you like, or what is your favorite song so far in the project?
You know, everyone likes, there's an upbeat one called No Good. That's the one that Mr. Brown really loves. That's his favorite. But, you know, I think each one I kind of take from an experience that I've had and then, you know, also just keeping in mind of what the movie is about. And, you know, I've gone through my own struggles and everything, and to be able to be where I'm at, you know, it's a blessing from God. So I kind of take from my little bit of history in my past and try to, you know, word it in a way where it can be relatable for everyone. So it's been really cool, but I don't know if I have a favorite yet. I kind of, each one, like I said, they're pieces of me, little pieces of me. So there's something about each one that I really enjoy and that I really love.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I can't wait for it to come out. If the soundtrack is any indication, if Smooth is any indication of what the soundtrack will be like, I'm definitely getting it. You know, I'm already sharing it as I possibly can. Yeah. Yeah, it's really got a rich sound to it. So, Davey O'Lee, how are you, Mastermind?
I am wonderful and blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. So you worked with Roger Troutman and Zapp. What was it like working with Roger?
Wow. Fun. Got a lot of experience. Learned a lot from them. And actually, they taught me how to be disciplined. And if you're going to do something, do it 110% and don't look back. That's what the Troutman camp taught me.
That sounds fantastic. How long have you been in the business?
Oh, boy, I've been in it since I was about 18, 17, 18. That's when I really started being professional about it. I've been playing since I was a kid, but my first professional gig, I was about 17, and I've been playing ever since, you know. And then I finally got into production and producing and, you know, so. And God been taking me, and I'm letting him take me whichever way he's taking me, and that's the way I'm going.
You know what? And that's the pulse that runs through this broadcast right now. It's the Spirit of God. He is amazing.
Yes, sir.
You know, a touch of grace is about 30,000 strong, and it's just always an honor to have talented guests on the show who are out there sharing their light to the masses. So, Davey, when you were approached to work on this project, did you have any idea of how you wanted to approach the music to the soundtrack?
I wanted it to have a good message in it, that people can relate to it. You know, people could dance to it. It just make people feel good. You know, I got a great team of producers to work with me, Jay Kelly and the Shy Butler. You know, I love them guys. You know, I have a couple other guys, Tim Lee and Josh. You know, we all work together. They you know, write some of the songs and the tracks. And how I do it is I get the music and I send it to the girls and I tell them to write to it. And whichever one write to it and whichever one feels better, that's the one we go with, you know. Christina going to be on some of them by herself. The Voice going to be on some by herself. And they got a few they doing duets on, you know. And that's how I want it to be, and, you know, that's how it's been going. And like I say, once again, I always got to say, God, I let him work it, I let him do it, and I just follow his lead. And that's the best way I can explain that.
All right, all right. Well, again, you're using the G word, and anytime God is in the mix, things are definitely going to turn out just fine. So will there
yes.
be live performances from the ladies of DLP performing some of the songs from the soundtrack?
Yeah, eventually, this spring or summer, I know we'll be doing a tour. I don't know when. There's to be announced. You can go to our website, go to my Facebook page, you know, and my website will be up and things, and you can find out eventually. But we're working on that, too, right now. And just stay in touch with us, you know, our Facebook page, our website, and you'll find out, you know, about the tours coming up and everything. So, yeah, that's the best way I can explain that.
Well,
and the website is theladiesofdlp.com.
Thank you for that. I think what you guys are doing is incredible.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm Christina. We changed it to .net.
Oh, .net. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the ladies of DLP.net. And you know, Francine is Francine Lucas and Claire .com. And for speaking engagement for Francine, you can always, you know, email me there at cbrown@francinelucasandclaire.com or email me at cornellbrown2007@yahoo.com if you would like to have the ladies of DLP to perform in between us working on this incredible movie and soundtrack.
Okay, that sounds incredible. So everybody is a part of this incredible project, and I know that it's going to be released soon, and I really honestly believe it's going to be big out there. So
amen.
There's a book. Now,
amen.
If I'm not mistaken, I say that wholeheartedly. Now,
amen.
Is there going to be a book released around the same time as the film?
You know what we're thinking about? We're thinking about doing what you want to call an audio book, right? It's a thought to release that around the time or after the film. That way the film will get a little bit of bite before anybody goes and buy anything else. But it's a thought. We haven't really discussed it. I haven't really discussed it with Francine yet, but Francine, you know, I always have a thought, and I talk to her about it later. So she's used to the way I do things, and I'm used to the way she does things. But, yes, that's one of the things that was being thought about.
All right, all right. And is there a tentative date slated for the release of the film?
Well, actually, you remember when I sent it to you, I told you that, let me just say this. We believe it'll be released in about 8 to 9 months from now. We don't mm-hmm. want to say an exact date, as I told you before, because we're putting it together like pieces of the puzzle at the end so that no one will bootleg it. And so we don't want to say the date exactly because we don't have the date. But sometime, you know, November, December, we hope.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. So this question is for Christina G. I know that you're a performer and you're a singer, and it seems to me like rappers and singers, when they make the transition over to film, they're almost a natural. So have you did any film work prior to The Gangster's Daughter, or is this going to be your first try?
This will be my first leading role, but I have done some film. I did commercials and back in L.A. I started actually in theater. My first show was Annie, so I did Annie for about 6 months and toured with it. So I've been used to theater, and you know, I've gotten used to film as well. But this will be my first principal role, so I'm really excited about it.
Amazing! I'm sending you positive vibes for successful strides, and the sun has come out tomorrow because you.
I love it.
I just couldn't help myself. I couldn't.
I love it. We love you.
I just couldn't help myself.
It's okay. Everybody does it.
All right. So, Francine, this question is for you. I can't believe how time flies. What are your hopes for the message of this film?
Well, I hope that the message of this film is that circumstances, no matter what they are or how long they last, they're only temporary, and you have the power to change them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, go ahead on.
Amen.
You know, I know that I'll go back and I'll listen to this, because when I'm actually hosting the shows, I pay attention to the pace of the show, making sure I get all the questions. And this has been a challenging episode. It worked out just well. It tells me just how much of professionals you guys are, and it's just been an honor. So I know that the film is being filmed in parts to keep bootleggers away. So do you know where it will screen at first, or is that a secret too?
Well, actually, you know what? I'm in the ATL. Francine's in Florida. Francine, I think you're going to have to come at the ATL for the screening of that of the movie.
Probably New York.
You know what? And we may do a couple of premieres, one here and one in New York. I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So as we wind down, first of all, I want to thank once again my friends over at World Media for making this interview possible. They have been a great support and encouragement for this show. Wayne Barros has just been amazing, and I look forward to future works with him as well. So what I want to do, I want to make sure that everybody gets their final thoughts in here. So, Carnell, for the listeners out there, what are your final thoughts?
I would like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to
Amen.
To encourage individuals that they themselves can do anything that they believe. If you trust God, you know when you go through situations, He'll bring you to the other side. You know, and that's what we want people to believe and understand. And I'd also like to thank my friend Wayne Burroughs also, because Wayne is my friend also. For helping us. So thank you, Wayne, over at World Media. Also, on behalf of all of us at DLP and Lucas and Brown.
All right, fantastic. Thanks a lot, Cornell. And so, Francine, well, you know what, Francine, since you're the lady of the hour, I'm going to let you go last. Davey O. Lee, what are your final thoughts for today?
My final thoughts is have faith, keep faith, believe it, speak it, and God will make it happen for you.
All right. Amen, brother. And you said it with such conviction. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a living witness to it. I'm a living witness. I'm telling you. He's so good. That's all I can say.
You know, I think that's what makes it stronger is all the things that we go through. So thanks a lot for that. So, Christina G., the mic is on you now. What final thoughts would you like to leave listeners with today?
I just want to, you know, first thank you for taking the time out to speak with us. And then, like they said, you know, everything happens with the good man above looking over us. Mm-hmm. So truly excited. I can't wait for everyone to, you know, for us to be even back just to speak with you about the final product. Hopefully we'll be back. But keep tuned. We're definitely working really hard. And even for my other co-partner, Voice, she couldn't make it because her phone was messing up. But I know she's listening. So just want to say hi to her real quick.
And I want to say thank you, too. I just love how you take care of the ones that are not here. You know, I think that shows a lot of character. And for the final thought, Francine Lucas Sinclair, what would you like to leave listeners with today?
Well, this is something that I learned from my friend and partner Cornell Brown. Inject enthusiasm into everything that you do. That's it.
I was like, okay. I mean, hey, that's good enough. And I want to say thank you to Christina too for doing that plug. When we get closer to the release date, I would love to have you back. Touch of Grace is really growing. I'm growing more as a host and a producer of this show. 30,000 listeners come here, so these people are going to actually be listening to the show, and they're going to support that project as well. And I just want to say, by the grace of God, thank you so much for making this interview possible, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I lift you up, my brothers and sisters. I really do.
And we do the same
here.
We really appreciate you so much. We've really had a good time with you today, and so we look forward to having more fun with you in the future on your show.
All right. Most definitely. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. And definitely do go out and support the film that is tentatively The Gangstar's Daughter. All right? You guys take care.
And listen, also we want to make sure that they listen for Smooth and start requesting Smooth, because Smooth is the first single that we're releasing right now. So make sure you request Smooth on your radio stations. Just have to put that in there, GD.
Oh, no worries. As a matter of fact, you gave me a good idea. I'm going to go ahead and end the show with Smooth. How about that?
Hey,
amen. All right.
All right. God bless you guys. Be safe out there. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You too.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we just talked with the great creative team behind the movie that's coming up, Gangster's Daughter. The Gangster's Daughter gets to tell her side of the story. And so as we lead out, here's the ladies of DLP with the Davey O. Lee Project. This is called Smooth. Of DLP with the production team of Davey O. Lee Project behind them. It was a remarkable episode today, talking with Francine Lucas and Lucas and Brown, Cornell Brown, of the upcoming film based on the life of the gangster's daughter, Francine Lucas Sinclair. I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. This is going to be a recorded broadcast. And do go out there and support the show. We do so much better when we support one another. And I have to tell you, for all that they have going on, they are just some of the nicest people that I've met. So thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and happy Valentine's Day. This is GD signing out.